I was 19, my dad had recently remarried. His new wife and her daughter, who was only a few years younger than me, moved into our house. I hated them both. I couldn't stand them. I always thought my stepmom was loud and ugly, and that my stepsister was annoying as hell. Every time I voiced my complaints about them to my dad, he would get angry and force me to get along with them. But over time, I would be cordial whenever they were around. However, my dad didn't think I was trying hard enough, though. He thought that because we never went out and did anything together, we weren't really a family. That's when he dragged us all out to Six Flags one summer, on a ridiculously hot day so we could spend some time together. I remember the place being packed as hell when we got there. We walked around doing everything Six Flags had to offer. My stepsister was a pretty good sport and participated in everything, while my stepmom was the worst and kind of didn't do anything but watch most of the time. That being said, we managed to win a few prizes. We tried to hit all the roller coasters too, but my stepmom wouldn't ride any of them. She was too afraid that it would be dangerous for her because of her weight. She was pretty big, but I saw plenty of much fatter people going on the rides. No matter how many times we egged her on to join us, she stood her ground, eventually meeting us at the exit of each ride. I honestly found her to be a buzzkill because she didn't want to participate in anything at all. Towards the end of the day, my dad's stepsister and I, we made a decision to work together to get her to ride at least one roller coaster before the night was over. After what felt like endless persuasion, she finally agreed to it. That's when we picked the biggest roller coaster Six Flags had to offer, the Texas Giant. She looked scared as shit, but it was way too late to back out. At that time, it was my dad who stayed behind and held on to all the stuff as we waited in line. Then, as we approached the front gate and were the next ones to be seated, the bitch tried to back out.
I think I want out. I can't do it.
Oh my god, shut up. We've been waiting here forever. We're almost there. Now you want to wimp out?
I'm sorry, but I can't. I'm too big. I won't fit.
You'll fit, damn it. If anything, it'll be an even more snug fit. So get on the ride. I'm sure you're used to riding things.
You're such a jerk.
It's fine. I'll just get it over with.
It took some heavy convincing to get her not to bail. But when it was our time to get seated, she wanted to ride with her daughter. But because of her size, the employees put her in the carriage behind us by herself. That just made her freak out even more. But it was too late. Almost as soon as the ride started moving, my stepmom started screaming and hyperventilating. She was convinced that something was wrong, and there was nobody sitting next to her to console her. My stepsister and I laughed it off. It was the payoff for spending the whole day convincing her to step out of her comfort zone, and it was honestly the first thing we ever really bonded over. The ride slowly ascended to the first big drop. My stepmom's pleading screams got louder and louder. A few other people on the ride with us even told her to shut up, but my stepsister and I were just dying with laughter.
Please, stop the ride! My seatbelt isn't on right! It won't buckle! Stop the ride! Please, stop the ride now!
When we finally reached the top, the roller coaster finally shot down the first drop. That's when my stepmom wailed and cried like a banshee as everyone else cheered. We were having fun for a few seconds, and then as we dropped down from the next peak, I saw something I'll never forget. I saw my stepmom flying through the air. There was no way to save my stepmom from the injury she suffered in the accident that night. Ever since that day, nothing has been the same. Nobody in the family speaks to one another anymore. I can't sleep. I can barely eat. I feel so much terrible guilt about what I did. If I hadn't been so harsh with her, if I hadn't forced her to get on that stupid ride, she would still be alive. We may not have been close, but my dad loved her, and she was my stepsister's mother. I took that away from them. Even if they learn to forgive me, I don't think I ever will. This story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a woman who fatally plunged from a height of 75 feet while on a roller coaster ride. The incident sparked terror across the world when it was reported that the victim, Rosa Ayala Goana Esparza, had died after falling from the Texas Giant roller coaster at the Six Flags Amusement Park in Texas. It was reportedly the first time the woman was visiting the theme park. The 52-year-old went on board the 14-story-high roller coaster, sitting in the second car by herself, with her daughter and son-in-law in the seats in front of her. What followed after the ride started would traumatize the family forever. According to the police report, early in the ride, her daughter turned around and looked at her mother. She saw her almost completely upside down with her head near the floor and her feet almost straight up in the air. As the ride began its third ascent, Esparza's daughter saw her mother being tossed out of the car. It reportedly took firefighters an hour to find her body, and when they did, it was nearly severed. On the roof of the Honky Tonk Tunnel, which covers a lower track of the ride, her remains were scattered on the tunnel roof and on the ground over about a 75-foot area below Esparza's body. A witness said she watched the woman falling from the ride and gave a testimony saying, "She goes up like this, raising her hand up in the air. Then when it drops to come down, that's when it released and she just tumbled." John Putman, Carla's husband, claimed that he didn't witness the fall, but said the victim's son-in-law was clearly distraught when the ride returned to the loading platform. Esparza's family settled a lawsuit against Six Flags, as well as the German ride maker, with an undisclosed amount. Six Flags said in a statement at the time that all sides had reached an agreement. Years ago, I went to Six Flags with my daughter and my boyfriend during the summertime. It's always been one of my daughter's favorite things to do. It was the thing we did every summer. We did the usual, everything Six Flags had to offer, like playing the games, going on rides together, and eating all the overpriced food we could stomach. There was only one thing I noticed about the day that was out of the ordinary. Normally, when the park is as packed as it was, it's very unlikely, if not impossible, to see the same face more than once. However, there was this one large middle-aged man who kept popping up everywhere. It seemed like every single ride we went on, he was just a few spaces behind us in the line. I thought about telling my boyfriend, but I decided against it. I didn't want to disturb him or my daughter and spoil their fun. Besides, if that creepy guy did end up trying anything, I knew my boyfriend would be there to put a stop to it. Unfortunately, I couldn't get it out of my mind. It was starting to creep me the hell out that the weirdo would pop up literally everywhere we went. I eventually suggested we go to a ride on the opposite side of the park. My family complained and protested a bit, but eventually just agreed to go with me. We hurried through the crowds of the park as Six Flags was packed as hell. When we reached our destination, I made sure to be the last one in line behind them just to make sure we weren't being followed. At first glance, it looked like we had finally lost him. I was relieved, thinking I managed to keep my family safe without them knowing we were potentially being stalked. But then out of nowhere, I felt the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. I felt sick. I had every instinct to turn around even though I had just looked over my shoulder 15 seconds ago. I didn't want to believe it, but I couldn't doubt myself for very long. I turned around, and that's when I saw my worst nightmare. It was the same repulsive creep standing right behind me, taking pictures of my daughter.
Hey, why are you taking pictures of my daughter?
I'm not. I was just taking a selfie.
Oh, bullshit. I've seen you following us around the whole park. I'm not blind, you idiot.
What are you talking about? I haven't seen you all day.
You're not worming your way out of this, you nasty creep. Give me your phone.
Hey, stop. Let go. It's mine.
Hand it over. You want to bite the damn curb?
Get off me.
Ugh, you're sick. I knew it. You can't find someone your own age, you disgusting piece of shit.
I don't like cakes. I like cupcakes.
You sick bastard.
Hey, dipshit. You're gonna delete every single photo you took of my daughter, and I'm going to watch to make sure you don't miss a single one. You got that?
No, they're my photos. I don't want to delete them.
So, you'd rather get sent to the hospital in front of all of these people?
I'm just trying to strike a chord because it's probably a minor!
If you don't delete those photos, I'm gonna stick this phone in your mouth and punch your double chin into your brain!
Okay, I'll do it.
By then, a crowd of people were watching the whole thing. As the creep went through his phone and deleted all the photos he took, people in the crowd were cheering us on, telling us to beat him up. I sure wanted to, but if we'd handed him over to them, they might have torn him to shreds. Afterwards, the creep ran off with his tail between his legs. As for my family, our day was thoroughly ruined, so we went home. The car ride back was very tense, almost completely silent. Nobody wanted to talk about what happened, but we all knew it would be the last time we ever visited Six Flags. I couldn't sleep for the next few nights, and then I finally figured out why. We never made him clear out his trash folder, so it's more than likely that even after the entire scene, that sicko still has every single one of the pictures he took of my daughter. To this day, it eats at me, but I've never brought it up. The only saving grace to the situation is that the altercation was caught on camera and went viral. The internet dragged him relentlessly. Many people pointed out that we let him off easy. I'm inclined to agree, but knowing that the entire world has seen his face and knows what kind of monster he is, it does make it a little easier to sleep at night. This story was inspired by a creepy Six Flag incident regarding a video that was posted on social media that had gone viral. About a mother who caught a man taking pictures of her child at Six Flags. The mother just so happened to see the man out of her peripheral vision before she confronted the man. When she confronted him, she asked to see his gallery, and when she did, she stated, "Why do you have pictures of my daughter on your phone?" A man on the side overheard the conversation and was telling people either he will go to jail or the man who was taking the pictures would. The mom ended up getting the man to delete these photos, and before the video ended, she can be seen cussing profanities at the man. It was unsure if the police got involved after the incident. One can only think, how many pictures could this guy have taken, and how many times could he have gone to that amusement park? The man has since remained unidentified despite the video going viral. One summer when I was a teenager, my family went to Six Flags. My parents let me bring my best friend Alan. He had been over to our house hundreds of times, so my family got along with him. After we all got into the park with our passes, Alan and I were cut loose and allowed to do whatever we wanted, while my younger siblings were stuck with our parents. We were supposed to meet up by the front of the park 30 minutes before they closed, and of course, come right away if we received a call. With a few bucks in our pockets, we tried a few carnival games and spent a little while in the arcade. But when the money ran out, we started hitting the roller coasters. They were all fun despite the long wait times at each one. It wasn't so bad though, as the lines were fairly short. Eventually, it started to get late, and there was only one ride left, the Batman. We'd been saving it for the very last. At the time, a new Batman movie was coming out soon, so the hype around the Batman was insane. We thought this would make the ride even cooler than ever, but in reality, it just meant the Batman was the most sought-after experience at Six Flags, which caused the line to be outrageous. There were more people in the line for the Batman than we had seen at any other ride all day long, and it moved at a snail's pace the entire time. It was an extremely stressful crawl for me and Alan. We were worried that we wouldn't even get to the end of the line before we had to go meet my parents. The frustration only grew as time went on, and the line only seemed to move slower and slower the closer we got to actually getting on the ride. Finally, after nearly 3 grueling hours, it was our turn. Even after all these years, I remember every twist and turn of that ride. It was honestly one of the most fun roller coasters I was ever on. Not many were able to make me feel so close to the edge like the Batman. It buzzed so close to the ground that I really thought my feet were going to scrape it. I was worried my ankles would get broken the whole time. As exhilarating as it was over in a flash. Before we knew it, this ride that we had been waiting to get on for 3 hours was already done. It was very disappointing. We only had about an hour and a half before we had to meet up with my parents, so the day was pretty much done. We considered getting back in line in the hopes that it would magically be 10 times shorter, and we could squeeze in one more ride, but when we came around to do so, it was obviously hopeless. Even the people in line were unsure if they would get a chance to ride before the park closed. I was ready to call it quits, but Alan thought he had a trick up his sleeve. As we were walking away from the ride, we passed by a fence at the back end of the ride. From there, we could see the platform where people got on. Alan suddenly had the idea to hop the fence, run underneath the ride, and sneak back into the end of the line. I tried to convince him it was a bad idea, that even if we did manage to hop the fence without getting caught, someone would surely notice us cutting. Unfortunately, Alan had made his mind up. He tried to get me to go with him, but I wasn't okay with risking it. We ended up getting into an argument, and despite my best efforts to get Alan to give up and go home, he started climbing the fence.
Alan, stop! What are you doing? What's it look like, chicken shit? I'm getting back on. But if you want to be a wimp, you can stay behind. I'll wave to you as I fly by.
That's crazy! Stop it! Come back here!
Alan ran off into the ground beneath the ride, looking back to make fun of me as he snuck around the pillars, trying to get back to the platform. Just a few seconds after he jumped the fence, I heard a familiar sound. There was a carriage climbing up the incline, getting ready to swoop down at any moment. I yelled at Alan to watch out, but by then, all our fighting had drawn a small crowd who was watching Alan in the restricted area. Several people were trying to tell him to come back, but he had tuned all of us out. He was on a mission to ride the Batman one more time, and nothing was going to distract him from his goal. Then, the carriage sped down the incline, beginning its journey of twists and turns at high speed. I called out to Alan one last time.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Alan, watch out! Get out of the way! Hurry up right now! Alan!
The roller coaster struck Alan just as he ran underneath its closest point to the ground. The metal structure of the carriage decapitated him instantly. One moment he was there, and the next, he was gone. The ride was shut down and the park closed early so Alan's remains could be recovered. My mother didn't even believe me at first. She thought we were playing some kind of joke on her. But then she saw Alan's body and broke down in tears. Over the years, I've slowly been able to recover from the loss of my best friend. But to this day, I still feel numb when I think about it. I can never look at Six Flags the same way again. This story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a popular ride at Six Flags. Police say a South Carolina man named Asia LaShawn Ferguson was taken out when he was hit by the Batman roller coaster. The park closed the ride over the weekend out of respect for the family. Police are still investigating why Ferguson was in the restricted area. Investigators say LaShawn and a friend jumped 2 6-foot fences near the Batman roller coaster. Investigators say LaShawn got too close to the ride and was taken out. It's still not clear why LaShawn jumped the fence. According to a statement from the park, some witnesses say LaShawn was trying to retrieve his hat. A spokesperson from the park said the restricted area LaShawn was in was clearly marked with several "Do Not Enter" and "Danger Zone" signs. No other guests on the ride were injured in the incident.